you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for doing all that you can every day to think more clearly, to act more purposefully, to leave an impact in the world around you. That's why we do this. We want you to have that ability and to be that well prepared. It's one of the reasons why we talk about the breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters. I also want to say a big thank you to those of you that over the last couple of weeks dug real deep and helped us with our effort with Food for the Poor. 94 families have been rescued from starvation, from dehydration, from literally perishing within the next few days to weeks because of your generosity. So we've fed 94 families for the next year and given all of them clean drinking water for the rest of their lives. And it couldn't have happened without you. And if you didn't participate and you wanted to, it's only $27 a month for 12 months to take care of one family. It's a one-time gift of $320. You could do that by calling 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. I also want you to know that if you miss any part of this broadcast, that we've got them all stored at the Kevin McCullough Radio Broadcast HQ, which you can find at SoundCloud.com. Just search Kevin McCullough Radio, iTunes, Kevin McCullough Radio, or KMC Radio. I think both of them will take you there. You can find us in your favorite aggregator. We are everywhere. Just search Kevin McCullough Radio and download today. Thousands upon thousands of you every month now catching the show on demand in that way. Finally today, there was a report that came out from One America News Network. Jack Posobiec released this. In the last couple of days, evidently, Larry Hogan, the current governor of Maryland, John Kasich, the former governor of Ohio, and now one Mitt Romney may be floating their considerations for joining Bill Weld in the Republican National Committee's primary to challenge President Trump. And as I saw this, I couldn't help myself this morning, but think, of course, why shouldn't Mitt Romney run again? This would be the third time that he would run and utterly lose the presidential race. It would make him the single biggest loser, in fact, in presidential candidate history for the Republicans. So why not, Mittens? Lace them up. Get going. You must really enjoy falling on that face. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.